So what? You know when you're going to die? No?
Don't know.
Anything. In about 5 seconds.
Maybe you have 10 seconds, huh? What is there that you want to accomplish in this world? Yeah? Because you have to work a little bit harder for that. No, I mean, if you still have means, you know, what you want to accomplish in the world, in the means of worldly things, yeah? I mean, all these things fall prey to the law of anicca, impermanent. They disappear when we go. So, don't you think it's time, you know, to set yourself a goal? Put all your emphasis on spiritual practice, because that is the only thing you can take with you. What else? Yeah. I mean, we're all old, yeah? What else do we want, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh? This car, that car, going here, going there, huh? This house, that house, huh?
Yeah.
We can't take these things with us, eh? And we don't know when we die, eh?
Yeah.
When I say I'm going to practice,
yeah.
When I'm going to, yeah. In 5 years I'm going to practice, eh? In 5 years you might be dead under the earth, yeah? Think about, yeah, what is important. Now that you come to this monastery, yeah, now that you have some interest in spiritual practice, yeah, make this the number one. Yeah. Make it, you know, make it your choice, yeah, because these things are valuable. Yeah. Whatever else we produce in the world, you know, the value decreases over time. Yeah. The house that we build, you know, needs mending, everything disappears, everything is anicca. All the material things, yeah? We know we can't take them with us. But spiritual things, yeah? So put your emphasis in daily life and practice, yeah? And then you have something to take with you. Because we really don't know when we die. Yeah? It can be tonight, it can be, you know, in a month, it can be in 10 years. Yeah? Suddenly, you know, some illness might pop up. We have some stomach ache, we go to the doctor and he says, cancer, stage 3, 3 more months to live. Huh? Can happen all the time. Or we go shopping in the city, yeah? And we are a little bit careless. When we step out of the department store, a car runs us over, finished. And then we have lost to the Kilesas. If you are all the time, whatever you do, with the Buddha or with the breath, then at least we are aware of what is happening. And that is important. I mean, how long you want to go around and around and around, yeah? You want to be born again? You want to program this body again? Huh? And we don't even know what kind of body we get, yeah? If we become human beings. Huh? You have to learn everything over again. Yeah? You have to learn to walk, to talk, to think. Yeah. Because this body, when it comes out of the womb, is stupid. So we have to program it. Yeah? I mean, you can watch some YouTube videos how to program an industrial robot, how long it takes. Yeah? Just for a simple task that we can do within minutes. Huh? And how long did we program this body? 15 years, 16 years? Every day? Day in, day out. Until we could use it, you know, so so we could do whatever we wanted to. Yeah? And next life we have to do the same thing. Yeah? And the life after we have to do the same thing. Don't you ever get bored of that? Yeah? I mean, program is probably not the worst thing, you know, but dying is the worst thing. Yeah? Getting old, getting sick, because that comes with the body. Yeah? Just like with a car, when we buy a car, when it's new, you know, hardly anything goes wrong. Yeah? When it gets older, you know, this is going wrong, that is going wrong. Yeah? And in the end, you know, we have to throw it away. Put it on the scrapyard, yeah? And then again. And again. Never get satisfied. No? What do you want to become in your next life, yeah? You want to become a teacher, you want to become an engineer, yeah? You want to become a politician, you want to become president or, yeah, or king or whatever, yeah? Or maybe because of your karma you will just become a slave. That's what you should think, yeah? I'm in a body, you know, it's subjected to sickness, to old age and death once it is born. Everybody. And then plus comes, you know, all our karmic, yeah, karmic diseases that we got into it. So do you think you still want one more? Or endlessly more? Maybe you want to be born on a different planet, yeah? I mean, now we know the Earth. Maybe how is another planet, yeah? I mean, we haven't polluted the next planet, not yet, yeah? So maybe it is nice, fresh. So all can be done, yeah? You just have to keep in samsara and you will get from one planet to the next planet, yeah? Be reborn as human beings, being born in hell or in the ghost realms or wherever it is, yeah? You can also be reborn in the deva hell, yeah? That's nice for a change, yeah? But the heavenly realms are also anicca. Yeah, they don't last forever. Yeah? People think, you know, when they once they go to heaven, everything is finished. No. I mean, when you listen to what Lungta Mahapo talks about his previous birth, you know, he said one time he was in that kind of heaven, then he fell to hell in that kind of hell, then he came back up into another realm of heaven, and then he fell into another realm of hell. Yeah, and so going up and down. Yeah, I mean, it is quite a shower. Yeah. I mean, it's from very cold or very, very cool, yeah, to very hot, yeah. Before he became, you know, it took a while, you know, before he could become a human being again, yeah. It all depends on our karma. Yeah? That's why the Lord Buddha stressed we should keep the five precepts. Yeah? At least we don't go to the lower realm. But who knows what we have done? Who knows what we have, you know, left at home before we pack the backpack for this life. I mean, you you took some things, you know, from your home to come here. Yeah? And how many things are at home? Yeah? Didn't take them with you. Yeah? And that's the same thing. For this life, we had a backpack of this kind of karma. And when we go back, yeah, when we die, you know, we come back home, you know, and there's a mountain of karma, yeah, where we just take another backpack, yeah, for the next life. That sounds like fun, yeah. But that's it, yeah. I mean, that's the reality. That's why the Lord Buddha said, I mean, try your best, eh? If you're already a human being and are able to listen to the true Dhamma, and even met an arahant, yeah, at your lifetime, I mean, then there's nothing else that is more to do than to practice the rest of your life. Yeah? No matter where you get, yeah, if you practice earnestly, I mean, you will pave the path. Yeah? And that's all what you need to do. Or maybe you got even to Sotapanna, or Sakadagami, or Anagami. Yeah? That all depends on your determination and effort. But you can't stop practicing now. Yeah? From now on, you have to practice. The only thing that has to interest you is practice. And don't become nuns or monks, because after a few years, you know, they are so satisfied with being a monk or being a nun that they stop practicing. I mean, they just have chosen a different profession. It's called monkhood, yeah? Or nunhood, yeah? Whatever. Yeah. But it has nothing to do with practice. The ambience is there, but we don't use it. You feel so, yeah? I mean, coming, yes, of course, you know, it's understandable. Coming from the world, yeah? There's so much to come. We have to do this, you know, we have to comply with this and this and this, you know, and then you become a monk, you know, in the beginning, it's tough, yeah? But after half a year, after 1 year, you feel comfortable, you know, and then say, oh, there's no more dukkha, so why should I practice? Yeah? That's what happens to most of them. Yeah? There's not enough dukkha. We get everything that we want, yeah? So sometimes, you know, living in the world, you know, gives you more reality about dukkha. Yeah? It's the first noble truth, dukkha. You understand what dukkha is, yeah? Restlessness, boredom, yeah? Disease, not feeling at ease. Pain, suffering, it's all dukkha. Dissatisfaction, discontent, that's dukkha. And you constantly have it. Yeah? Why do you move the body? Dukkha. Yeah? Why do you eat something? Dukkha. Why do you sleep? Dukkha. Yeah? Why do you grab to the phone? Dukkha. Yeah? Why do you want to look up something on the internet? Dukkha. Yeah? No, we say, we are interested. I'm interested, you know, I want to do some research on this topic, yeah? Or I'm hungry. You don't say I have dukkha. I'm hungry, yeah? Or I'm tired. Yeah? It doesn't include the word dukkha. Yeah? So we don't know the first noble truth. If we don't know the first noble truth, we can't go beyond dukkha. Yeah? I need to call my parents, yeah? I need to call my children, yeah? Dukkha, yeah? Or wife, or whatever it is, yeah? Because we can't be in this one present moment, and that is the only moment where we live. Our thoughts constantly track us out in the future or in the past, yeah? So we don't actually live. We're not actually human beings, yeah? We're just robots programmed to think, yeah? Or in other words, the modern word, think tanks. Yeah? A tank, you know, is something that is mechanic, yeah? And our way of behavior is pretty much mechanic. Eh? There's hardly any intuitivity, there's hardly any moments where we actually live, where we are actually know what is going on in this present moment. Because we think, the moment we think, you know, we don't live. So is it so wrong to call us, you know, robots, yeah? Not being human beings? We consider ourselves, you know, to be smart, yeah? And intelligent, considerate, and so on. But when we look close at our own behavior, we see it's all programmed. Yeah? I mean, I can describe it in the language of the Lord Buddha. He said conditioning. Yeah? Conditioning in nowadays works in the programming languages if then else. Yeah? That's conditioning. Yeah? You use the same thing in programming language. Yeah? And that's why the Lord Buddha called also Nibbana, yeah, the extinguished, or the unconditioned, where there are no more conditions. Interesting. Huh? And when you see your habits, when you start to investigate your habits, I mean, you really see they are broken. Not just, yeah, over the time, yeah. We adjusted them, of course we refined them. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah? If we see a program doesn't work anymore, you know, or gives us too much trouble, we adjust it. Yeah? But it's still a program. Yeah? Even if we change some variable and some static constants, yeah? Still a program. We can change a little bit the if clause, you know. If I see my grandmother, or if I see my mother, or if I see my children, or if I see my wife, or if I see this person or that person, then. Yeah? I mean, within this if clause, you know, I mean, and it happens like that. You see a person and we get angry, or we get, you know, we get lustful, or we get greedy, or we get, yeah, anything. Yeah. Blink of an eye. Yeah. Don't even know where it's coming from. Yeah. But when we investigate it, if we would have so much sati that we would know, would know what is going on, then we would see it. Yeah. Sense impression, thought, memory, thought, memory, feeling, memory, huh? Boom, action. And we could cut it all right at the first sense impression, yeah? Just leave it open, yeah, to the knowingness, and there's nothing to do. That looks like lots of noise now coming. So we probably have to stop short the moment they start. Yeah? I mean, think about it. What am I going, or what do I want to do with my life till I die? Yeah? What is the most important thing? Yeah? And also, I mean, every moment that you're in thoughts, you're not alive. You're dead. I mean, it's not only you. I mean, 99.9% of the population is dead. Yeah, they think they're alive. Yeah, they think they can change something. But actually, you know, what is happening? They're running down their karma. Yeah, or they're running down their conditioning. And they think they can change something. This is just a reminder for you, yeah? To think about what you want to do with your life. And then to take the right action. Yeah? I mean, mean, everybody has to decide for themselves what is the right action. And today with this noise, I mean, I want to stop if there are not pressing questions. Yeah?